Using Your Marbles, a mini educational podcast by Creative Marbles Consultancy.
I always use the same spot for study. It's his desk in the basement. It's wide, roomy, I have space to study, and it's got no distractions like TVs or telephones to keep me from learning the material. Anyway, the first thing you need to do with tests is, well, when you hear there's going to be a test, figure out what kind of test it can be, like an essay test, a multiple choice, a true or false. We'll start with multiple choice tests. First thing about tests is that you need to try to answer the question yourself without looking. What is the capital of Italy? If it's like Romo, starts with Rome. The answer is not one of the choices, you can eliminate. What is the capital of Russia? Mint? Often you'll know which questions are definitely wrong. New Delhi, Washington DC, Bangkok. If you find yourself taking too long on a particular question, just make a note and move on. Tell a student to be universal at the end of the test. If you have time, you should take a few minutes to review your answers. Oops, forgot to answer that one. So, students out there, I think this is coming to an end. Just as you know, they won't get an A, but they could help get the grade you deserve and be sure not to clam out. Final tip, if you're afraid of this test, just try studying extra hard and channel your nervous energy.
For more information about our educational services, please contact us at info@creativemarbles.com. Copyright Creative Marbles Consultancy, 2014.